You always hurt the one you love.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters again. And I have a favor I need from my audience. You know I'm getting old. And I want to give the world free all the things I have discovered, like nobody else has been on earth since Jesus Christ. If they had it, they wouldn't be able to spread it around very far. But we've got radio, and that makes the difference. And I want to start with enabling people to hear it in English-speaking nations, which represent a third of all the human beings on earth. And then on Facebook, when we put it up there or go through there, all you have to do is press a button and it turns into the language that you're accustomed to. But more important than that is our veterans. I have not been able to get near them recently because of Obama and all the rest of it, and all the wicked people who lie with their newspapers, etc., etc. It's been horrible all these years. I've taken a lot of licking. However, here I am again, and I have a ranch. The foundation has a ranch, and it's not mine. It's a beautiful place. Absolutely the best beautiful place in the whole of the area. And I would like to bring at least 50 veterans to help them to overcome stress. We won't talk about post-traumatic stress disorder because that's a dangerous thing. We just call it stress, because stress is the reason for nearly everything. Every disease, suffering, stress. If you could learn to deal with stress, you could overcome anyone or anything and every nation. And not just overcoming them with cruelty, with a desire to rule. No, to help people to rule themselves. But then I have to say it a little better, because you cannot rule yourself. It's impossible to rule yourself, but to be ruled through yourself. Does that make a difference? To be ruled through yourself. Because as I'm talking to you, my dear friends, you are being ruled by a voice that you can't hear. You don't recognize it. You don't. I'm going to tell you a quick story. It was the first day. I keep saying this over and over again. This pretty woman became my wife. And she was having dinner, and I just invited her to have a discussion with me, and just sat in the car. And she had a headache. And I said, "Oh, I can help you. I'm expert at hypnosis, expert." And so, even then, when I was young, 24, I can remember, that's how old I was, "I can take your headache away." And she says, "You can." So I touched her forehead, and she fell into a trance. And when she woke up, I told her all the names of her family and everything that I shouldn't know. And she said, "How did you know this?" I said, "You just told me." And now do you get my point? That led me to become a hypnotist and made a lot of money, basically, in Houston, Texas, the Institute of Hypnosis, for 2 or 3 or 4 years. I forget, that's too long ago. But during that time, I realized what I did to that wife. I married her within that couple of weeks. And we won't go into that in depth. But the point is, gradually, as I was doing the teaching, doing hypnosis and therapy, so to speak, I begin to see there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with what I did to my future wife as she sat in the car. I had got into her like the devil did, and talked to her instead of the devil. I was speaking to her and to give me the information she needed. I wanted to hear just for the fun of it, which was fun in this manner of speaking. And she couldn't remember. She didn't hear my voice.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello again. This is Roy. And I opened the program. I wish you could hear me. The first 6 minutes are so important. And if you can't get it for some reason, because the station's use commercials instead of me for that moment, you can go to fhu.com, and you can hear me live, and you can hear me all day the next day until the next program. And so let me come back to what I was saying, because I'm sure some of you missed what I was saying. I was saying that I used to be a professional hypnotist. I learned hypnotism when I was 15. And I'm just go through it just in case you didn't hear the week's program here, that one of the programs of this week. But I was fascinated with what Hitler did. How could he take ordinary people and make them murderous? The most horrible murders, and so all of which you know without me having to tell you. But it fascinated me, not for that, but I wanted to know how this happened, how he did this, how just a person wicked, horribly wicked, could do this to a whole nation and other nations. What is this? Now let me come back with the program I started this evening, where I met my wife, and she sat in the... I've talked about this before, but I'm going to take a different direction. I said, let's sit in the car and talk, which we did. And then she said, I have a headache. And I said, let me help you with that. I know what to do. And I touched her head. I just touched her forehead. That's all. And she told me everything about her family. When she woke up, I told her what. She was surprised. How did you know this? You were sitting in the car. I hypnotized you. And so you did what I wanted you to do, but you don't remember me telling you. So I was telling you what to do, and you did it. You gave me the information of all your families and everything I wanted to know, and you'd sat there and you didn't know that I was doing it. She said, this is crazy. How could that be? I say to you, that every single one of you has this in you. And I can go into you and put myself into that place and make you stand on your head for 6 weeks. I'm just going to... being, you know, too much. I don't want to disturb you. Now, not everybody is that suggestible. I get it. But 75% of the country is that way. And that's how, the way Hitler did it, is done to our young people and then the left, so that instead of normal kids coming from school and universities, as it should be, many years ago, they came out programmed. And so that's what that takes the place of their own nature, and not realizing it, are being spoken through by authority, like my authority. But in every human being from the day they are born, when they come into the world, here I am again, when they come into the world comes into them and mesmerizes. In other words, the mesmeric aspect comes through the mother, through the failing father. I say this every time, but I'll continue in different ways. I am saying to you that your thoughts, everybody listening to me, what you think of as all your thoughts are not. All your thoughts might be different. Your language be different from different countries, but every one of you are programmed by your country, by the pressures of life. The simple way, this is dangerous, so I'm going to give you as little as possible. This simple way of motivating a person is upsetting them. And I want to warn you that this program, as a stupid person, as I explained, and you hear me talking, and it's true. I have to cough a little bit, excuse me. Let me come back again, see, I'm have a little bit of a cold. Let me come back again. So if you are listening to me and you angry and can have anger towards me, resentment, calling me all kinds of names in your head, stupid idiot. Or if you do this, if you listen to my voice, which is not coming from the place a voice, when I say a voice, it isn't quite a voice, because I can't hear the voice. The voice speaks through me as I'm speaking. So I don't know what I'm going to say next. I don't prepare for it. I don't know what preparatory or whatever it is I'm trying to say, looking for the voice. You won't hear the voice. I'm going to say it again. My wife, before I married her, sitting in the car, and I've done this thousands of times before that, and only 24. I'm in the military. I could do anything I want, even to the highbrows, the officers. I even did it to them, and it wasn't funny. I found that my voice isn't or then wasn't my voice at all. Try to understand what I'm saying about voice. Because you do think. And you, when you, in your thinking, you are speaking from what you have experienced and memorized. But my voice doesn't look for it that way. I wait for the voice which I don't experience as a voice. It's only a way of saying it. I've recognized there's a voice coming through me that shows me what every moment, for good or for evil, to avoid the evil, to survive the evil, to do what's right without knowing what right is, only knowing that the voice is teaching me something. Because the voice, which isn't exactly a voice, is electrified. And that's not a good way of saying it, but it's the best I can get. It's electrified. It moves at the speed of light. That's a point. It isn't that way at all. But it's as best as I can get to it. I do not know what I'm about to say. I don't want to know what I'm about to say. It wouldn't be real. It wouldn't. What is coming through me as good, you people listening, when you hear me speak this way, as if I knew everything, which I don't, but everything moves through me as necessary to speak to you. Therefore, what I'm saying to you is a sound of you, the sound of my voice, and the hesitation of it, because I'm just waiting for it to come through me, not from me. Do you understand that? And if that bothers you, and you hate me for that, you will perish. You will begin to perish immediately. Now, if you were in relationship with me, and you live next door, and you try to give me a lot of trouble, the more you pressured me, the more you emboldened me in a very special way. If you live next door and you're a bully or a kind of foolish person intimidating me, they will suffer, and not knowing how they come to suffer by trying to intimidate me into submission. They do not know that I have not been imprinted, that they have been imprinted. I wasn't imprinted because I didn't react. And it would take more of his energy to cause me harm. The kind of harm you get when you come into the world and the world comes into you is an extension of that, with all the people who are cruel and hate innocence. And I am innocent. And I haven't become innocent from myself. I've become innocent because I found his way. After this manner, pray ye, Our Father, who art in heaven, where the heaven is that, forgive me for saying that, hallowed be thy name. What does that mean? Thy kingdom come. When shall it become? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, but it isn't bread that you're given. The bread I'm giving you is what he's speaking about. If you could experience it daily, you'd live forever. Forgive us our debts, as we forget our debtors. But the problem with this language here is we cannot forgive. We can just let go. Only God can just. Only God just. If you just, you are destroying yourself. And the person who hates you wants you to be upset to get inside you. And if you don't react enough, they try harder. And they can overcome your resistance. And when that happens, you take the identity of that person into your mind, and it begins to talk to you. Talk to that person. Talk through you, I should say. It begins to talk through you to those people, because you become one of them without realizing it. That's the hypnotic state. Listen to it again. And soldiers, listen. Those of you who have been on the front and suffered, you have a voice inside you. Eventually, you will actually hear the voice near your death, which tells you if you don't kill yourself, I will make you kill your family. That is the power that causes a person with post-traumatic stress disorder, as they call it, and the reason for the sacrifice of every person in America and the world. Because when you get stressed enough, when you have experienced horror and cruelty and struggled against it as much as possible to do the best you can, but there is no best. It doesn't exist. The only power on this earth is cruelty. And it's difficult to remain innocent. It's actually impossible to retain innocence, because when you came into the world, it began there. Your mother was standing in her shoes. Your mother was standing in grandma's shoes. And the grandma had grandmas and grandmas and grandmas all the way back to Paradise Lost. And so every woman has that beginning for you, whereby you are innocent when you come into the world. And the beautiful thing about this, I'm saying it every night until you get it. The beautiful thing about coming into the world and being corrupted is not your fault, but the voice of your mother, not muffled by the failing father, because he is an extension of a woman and not the extension of God yet. I'm trying to find you to have the extension of God flowing through you, so I can speak to you with his voice. This is his voice. This is not my voice. What I'm saying is coming to me to say to you, don't be angry with me. Don't judge me. Don't judge anybody. Because the more you judge, the more subject you are to the person you're judging. You can rule over them or just feel hateful in your enslavement to that person. Only gives you the power just by hating. And so the person you're hating doesn't know it, because you're the appeaser. And the more you appease, the more you give of yourself. And the more you embolden that person to make you think and experience the dark side of the Force talking through you. My job is to say and to show you how all this can come to some great good. It is simply like this. Adam was thrown out of the garden. He's finished. He now has a sexual impulse. The first thing he sees embarrasses him, and he puts fig leaves over it. Both of them did. They embarrassed, and they became animals. And basically, give birth to human animals. That's what you are, human animals. Because Adam did not have emotion like animals. When you are upset, when you come into the world of with your mother and your failing father, which everybody is with very rare exceptions, be careful. I have a meaning for you. I have a story to tell you. That what you are hearing is not my voice. It's not what I'm thinking about to say to you. I may do this several times in a week, but always bring something new in connection with it, like be still and know I am God. Being still and know in God is something precious. It's something I can give you. I cannot give it to you if you hate me, because love is absence of hate, is the absence of it. So as much as I should show you in this moment, if you can accept what I'm saying, that Roy Masters is not speaking. Roy Masters had not made up his mind what to say, not for any minute. I wait for it to come to me. I wait for it to my mouth to work and say things. Little things this way, little things that way, as you hear it, see? And so, everything bad, when you come into the world, your guilt is the guilt of the voice. But you can't see or hear the voice because it's speaking through you. You think is you, and you are not. You never will be. And you never will be because everything goes wrong. Even if you become a very rich person, a billionaire, you'll never be satisfied with that. You can't buy it, what I'm speaking. And you don't have to give up all your money to find the purpose of life. So I'm speaking to those of you who are seeking for the purpose of life. And you can begin with trusting that what I'm saying is maybe the same every night, or similar every night. But there's so much to go through, and so many people coming and going. I've got to keep saying something just a little bit more every evening. And if you want to call me, you can. Post office box. Actually, 800. I don't even remember the number. I haven't given it up for such a long time. 866. I had my eyes closed, it's on the screen. I speak with my eyes closed. That's the problem. But it's not a problem, it's the value. 800-866-8883. If you have a severe problem, don't give me a little thing that you're having an argument with your boyfriend. Give me a disease. I can show you how to overcome that disease, no matter what that disease is. But it's not me. Now listen. After this manner, thereby, therefore, pray ye. After this manner, it doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be exact. The voice in your mind, if you are holy, if you are sincere, will speak to God and he will listen. Let me say this again. Let me say it differently. It is the machinery of your brain. So when you come into the world as a baby, you cannot be guilty. The only way you can be guilty is your mother loves you too much, and that love is not love, it's spoiling you. It's a little pleasure she gets that is unhealthy for her. She needs only to watch and take care and watch the baby grow up and to do things and build little houses and wanting to things and getting them to do little things to clean the sink or wash the floor or do something and then pay him a quarter, a dollar. So it's his. And then he goes and buys something that he wants to do. And you watch how many hours he puts into that. Because this is flowing and discovering things, but not being taught. And being taught is a killer. Every one of you who went to school, in a normal school, it's bad enough to educate. That's programming. Education is always programming. But what if you could produce a child? What if you could understand what I'm about saying? That the voice you have and the love you think you have is destructive to your children. And so, if you have two children, one is an appeaser, because they can feel the pull of your voice. Pull. Like the kid. A car stops next to a boy and says, "Here's a lollipop." One boy would take it, and the other one, without, doesn't feel the pull. He feels lifted. "Thank you." Another one feels the pull and walks away to live. What I'm saying here is there's a voice in the bully in the car and is recognized by the child who is still innocent and pulls back and is saved. There's a voice from the bully, from the person that wants that kid, and to kill it. Because so many people are like that. Adolf Hitler could make a whole nation, exactly as you have seen it. Millions of people are murdered, and they don't see that they are the extension of one man, multiplying, doing unto others what was done to you and being rewarded for it. And that's how you have a government. An Obama government is like that. And he was bringing our country down. But because you are an intellectual. And the intellectual is worse than the ignorant. He knows more how to demoralize you, and he has more of the authority, which is important to overcome those who are weak, that have the same voice, but the stronger voice obeys the weaker one in everything. And even the person who's the strongest, and he owns the school, owns the university, has the power to continue the madness of our country. Listen again to the voice. The voice that comes through me is not from Roy. It is, let me put it this way, is Jesus-like, meaning when he said, to make the point, when his friends asked him or spoke about this, he spoke about God. He speaks about God, and he says, God, I'm not God, basically. Only God is good. The way he said it, only God is good. And so, because he understood that the only place in the whole universe and beyond is a realm that speaks to humans who are searching for meaning and absorbed into serving for meaning, and cannot come from verses and chapters. Cannot. It can awaken. If you could understand, look, the Lord's Prayer, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven. Where is that? Where is that? Who are we talking? What is talking here? The voice can talk that. Listen, the voice in you can agree with this, these words. And if the preacher says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's a person speaking it. But that's not God talking. He's just reading what he's been taught. It's just a noise and an authority, and impress the audience. And when they're impressed by it, that God loves you, which in that moment, he is not connected to him, neither are you. You're connected to a man who went to school to tell you what he knows. You cannot find God that way. I should talk to you just a little about the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What? How can we hallow him? But still, it's a value. Thy kingdom come. When have you seen it come? All right. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Have you seen it lately? Give us this day our daily bread. But it's not bread. It's what I'm saying. It's life. Bread gives life. That's what it means. Do you hear the life in me? Do you hear life in me? Do you shudder Do you hate? Go ahead. Hate. See what happens. I'm telling you that what has caused you to have the dark side of the Force and have so much power over the innocent is that when you came into the world came into you. And when the world came, and the culture came into you, so you'd have a culture, one different from another, and another. But all is the same principle. You are programmed hypnotically. That's the correct word. So a soldier who has post-traumatic stress disorder, as a noble person, loving his country, or not knowing what love is, doing the best to love his country. I love that. The kind of person that will jump on a grenade to save the lives of his friends. No love has greater force than those who give up his life for his friends. I get that. And then you say, well, where does that lead him? You see that if a person, the scripture says it, this is a scripture you can understand. I wish I could say it more perfectly. But a person, a soldier, I wish I could find the word for it. I wish somebody would call me 800-866 and just, I got a person with muscle pains right now. I'm trying to make a point. No love hath any man need to lay down his life for his friends. There it is. No greater love anyone hath that he give his life to his friends. What is the good for him? What is the good for those who die for America? And look at America. Look at your stupid selves. Opioids, drugs, alcohol, fattening yourself with food. And that culture, that stream echoes from the past. Because if you look, let me say it again, let me pause for a minute and say, food is the most dangerous addiction. Half the country are going to die from eating. So you can say to yourself till you're blue in the face, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And give us this day our daily bread. You got plenty of daily bread. You eat too much of it. Because why? Because it has power to give you strength and give you a pleasure and out of that pleasure a sense of worth that is worthless. So you begin to use the pleasure of food to feel like a better person that is getting worse. And once that sticks in, you will blow up like a balloon. And everything in your body will start to crumble in many different ways. And there's no solution outside. There's two ways. I'm going to give you some help. All your addictions are a peanut connected to the your appetite, and the food that we enjoy through the generations, which says there's a certain thing that you need to understand. The knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil are both the same. And so the beginning was that he ate the fruit of the tree of good and evil. And that disconnected, that disobedience disconnected himself from the Father and emboldened the woman to take charge of him thereafter. So he says, because you have done this thing, you shall be bonded to the woman and become one flesh, which means man is part woman. And don't listen to the psychiatrists who say that men have a little woman in them. That's normal. It's not normal. A man's a man, a woman's a woman. You idiot. You've got to be a whole man and a whole woman. And what is a whole man and woman? What is a whole man? What most men are not. But the second problem connected and putting aside the food for a minute is connected to Paradise Lost. Because you're born of a woman. How else would you be born? It wasn't that way in the beginning. Adam had a direct relationship with God. And then he lost it for good. And there's the end of him, but there's redemption for him at some point. I know that. But what you get is man born of woman. That's the other way round. That's the beauty. That is the beauty of it all. Because when you come into the world and your mother came into you as a mother came into her and into you, and it goes on forever, and the failing father stands there not knowing what to do or getting upset so much he dies before his time. Do you see where I'm going with this? But understanding the food part as an addiction is worse than opioids. 50%, at least 50% of America are dying from food. But you can also say, Our Father out of heaven, give us this day our daily bread. See this. See this and hold it in your mind. Watch the way you eat, because it's the way you eat, what you get from it is a false self-worth, and it becomes an addiction, and it becomes more pleasurable, and the pleasure is not good. The pleasure is addictive. It moves you away from God, because when you have an anxiety over eating it too much and then discovering that you can take away anxiety by fulfilling it with pleasure. And pleasure is the same with opioids and everything else that gives you a sense of worth. You're listening to the wrong voice. There's only one voice that does all the miseries and sufferings. Opioids, every kind of drug, drink, and much worse, food, using food to appease a pleasure, to experience a pleasure from it. And it will take you further away from what's wrong with you. If I only talk to you with that one thing, which is the worst of all addictions, eating. That's the worst of all addictions. that kills you. But it can also cure you. Give us this day our daily bread. But it isn't bread, really. If he gives it to you, I mean, how many people are starving? Not only starving, but not having the daily bread of metaphysicalness. There's a metaphysicalness that is like bread. It feeds your soul in the shape of our Lord God. As I speak to you, I quieten down. What I'm saying to you is, if you eat food in a wrong way, it's because of anxiety and the need for pleasure. But every pleasure of every kind, you name it, once you started to relieve your anxiety, sin will cause you to sin more. Even give us this day our daily bread. If you eat too much daily bread, you'll die. You become addicted to your daily bread. You become addicted to your teacher in the church. Addicted to every other voice except the still small voice I am sharing with you. And what it does, what it has done for me, is to free me from the other voice that talks to all of you. Because there are two voices. One is dark and one is bright. But the dark ones corrupt you and make you experience anxiety. It makes you experience anxiety because you're listening to the wrong voice, and you think the voice is yours. And because you think the voice is yours, you can fix things with what you know, which is really further from knowing anything but metaphysical and pure. I'm asking you to stop now. And there's two kinds of food: emotion and gulging on it. Looking for more emotion. Looking for the emotion of love. Looking for the emotion. You got two kinds of emotion. One is the emotion of love, which is just a feeling of love. It isn't love. It's addiction to what is loving you, making you feel better. But everything that makes you feel better is a lie and makes you worse. Now come back again to the person and to our soldiers, damaged soldiers. When they came to the front and fought for their country, the enemy purposely cut off heads and then disembowel women's stomachs until the blood flows out. Anything to upset them. Anything to upset them so they can own the soldier. Anytime somebody upset you and you get upset, the person's nature gets inside you and you cannot stop it. And it will speak to you, but the speech that you speak is never coming from you. It's coming from the dark side. There is a bright side. But the bright side can make you feel more disturbed. Because the dark side of you wicked people, really wicked people like Hitler, hate innocence. It disturbs them. It reminds them of how wicked they are. And innocence is dangerous to the wicked. They hate innocence. It makes them aware of what's wrong. And they want to tear it down and put themselves into you, like they do in schools and in universities, for which reason we were losing our country to the bullies and the evil ones that abound in the universe. The voice you're looking for is speaking through you, like my wife in the car. She didn't hear me she didn't hear me mesmerize. All I did was touch her forehead and extended my authority, which I know how to do. And I got to show her that I knew all about her family. I've just met the woman, the lady, my wife now. But she never heard my voice. She says, "How did you know all this? You don't know me." I said, "You just told me, but you can't see it. You all have the same problem. You have a voice and you think that it's you. And because you think it's you, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you make it try to overcome the guilt by being too nice to people, and they'll take advantage of you and upset you. Or you get upset and doing the upsetting. Because when you upset a person, you put your identity in him or her and make them appease you and draw away their life forces. And no one of the two will ever find paradise, ever. So, I'm coming to the end of my program this evening. I'm saying to you this. You need to understand that your emotions are not appropriate. Your emotions come from the voice and presence of your mother, and emboldened by the failure of your father. Everybody has that to some degree, with very small acceptance. So you have been given. In other words, you came into the world, and the world came into you, and you have anxiety. Please do not look for answers. Do not look for good feelings. Look at the pain and watch it without being upset about it, and realizing of myself I can do nothing. And then you will begin the journey to paradise lost. See, there's salvation at the end of that, and death if you keep on looking for pleasure and angry with your pain. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to help our soldiers from dying. I have a beautiful ranch. If I could only have the money and get access to the soldiers, which I cannot do at this time. Thousands and thousands have lived and not died. I want to do this, help them to the day of my death. Please support the program. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Listen to my program on FHU.com.